2 years ago, Tyler Reedy spent his spring pounding the pavement, trying to drum up community support for his bid to unseat Wayne Ford. After a respectable second-place finish in a three-way primary, Reedy says he decided to heed conventional wisdom and wait for Ford to retire before running again. But Reedy didn't learn of Ford's decision to retire until a week before paperwork had to be filed with the Secretary of State's office. He says by then, it was too late.
You know, you have to have all of your game plan set up ahead of time in terms of how you're going to raise the money and what kind of literature you're going to have and start making those connections again. I had been involved with the community and still had a lot of those going, but hadn't talked to some folks for a while, and it would certainly take much more than a week to prepare.
Former State Representative Ed Fallon says Reedy is one of a handful of Des Moines Democrats who contacted him saying they would have run for the legislature this year if they'd known about Ford's retirement earlier. Fallon, who is now a talk show host, has used his radio program to accuse Representative Ford and House Democratic leaders of keeping it a secret on purpose.
It's unprecedented in my experience that candidates, especially a candidate in an overwhelmingly Democratic district, would wait till the very last minute to retire when it's clear from statements he's made privately that he's been thinking about it for a long time. And the only explanation is that he doesn't want his constituents or the general public to know he's retiring so he and the party leadership can handpick a successor and negate the possibility of a primary.
Fallon says if Ford's retirement announcement had come sooner, there may have been half a dozen candidates running for the seat instead of just one. Representative Ford says there was no hidden agenda. He declined to comment on tape and referred any further questions to House leaders who were facing similar criticism over another late retirement announcement. Davenport Representative Alicia Gaiman's decision wasn't made public until the day before the primary filing deadline. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy denies it was intentional.
Sometimes it just takes them a while to make that decision, and that's what happened in those cases. Leadership, believe me, does not determine who runs for re-election or not or when they announce.
But Representative Gaiman admits she kept her retirement a secret for several months after she told party leaders of her intentions. She says it wasn't to discourage primary candidates, but rather the Republican competition.
I know I've been criticized for it, but my race was probably the ugliest race of the cycle last time. The opponent I had last time was rumored to be in and out, and I guess my decision was to try to keep it as quiet as possible because I didn't want to draw more attention and make the race as fierce as it was last time.
Gaiman says even though she declined to make a public announcement until right before the filing deadline, Democratic activists in Davenport knew of her intentions. And she says if someone wants to run for office, they shouldn't wait for an open seat. They should create an opportunity for themselves. Des Moines Democrat Charles Hoffman says that's easier said than done. He also challenged Wayne Ford in the 2008 primary and came in third. Like Tyler Reedy, Hoffman says he would have run again had he known Ford was retiring. And he says the lack of transparency only fuels people's distrust of government.
My thing is that I'm questioning the motive, but I'm not blaming him because it is politics. I mean, would you expect anything less? I mean, like I said, that's the people's perception of politics is that it's dirty, and that's unfortunate, but if I would have known and had time, or Tyler, if he would have known and had time, it would have been probably much easier for us to actually, you know, win.
Hoffman says he's not sure if he'll make another run at the legislature, maybe someday in his home state of Wisconsin. But he says for now, the whole situation has left a bad taste in his mouth. I'm Janine Beck, Iowa Public Radio News.